Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
Welcome to this week's show, the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. I want to welcome my guests, Mr. Ryan and D'Amico Sherman, the owners of I Love Chicken and Waffles. What's going on? What's up, fellas?
Hey, we doing good, man. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. Any day above ground is a good day for me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thankful and blessed. You know, we wanted to get you guys on the show. Can you tell your story about who are you? Where you been? Where you going? And tell us about them chicken and waffles.
All right. I'll start with myself, man. My name is D'Amico Sherman, 41, just hit the 41 club, and grew up out here in San Bernardino, born in Texas, but most of my life out here. A lot of people out here know me as the DJ. Been DJing for about 23 years, since 2000, fresh out of high school. And I've been DJing all the way up into the COVID. You know, when that hit, you know, I shifted gears, and me, my brother, my wife, and a few of the family members decided up to open up our restaurant. I Love Chicken and Waffles in San Bernardino. So, you know, that's just a little quick rundown. And it's my brother right here, Ryan.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Same exact story. Yeah, we just decided to do something instead of being lazy while the COVID was happening. And we just decided to start a restaurant. We just put the pieces together because we already knew a cook. We already knew a good server, and we just put all the pieces together and it became successful.
You guys started in what year, the restaurant?
2021. We actually started in 2020.
Everything shutting down then, huh?
Yeah, so we started in 2020, actually. We had the restaurant, it was called King's Chicken and Waffles. A lot of people don't know that. And we actually opened on the same day Kobe Bryant died.
Wow.
So that was January 31st, 2020 is when we originally opened. And then, of course, you can see, you can tell, like, that was a crazy day. We was packed out, had about 200 people there. As soon as we opened the doors, it was breaking news that Kobe Bryant passed away. And then, of course, 2 months later was the COVID shutdown in March. So we ended up shutting down for the whole year and then ended up opening back up in January 2021. So
that was kind of crazy, huh? It's like, hey, man, yeah, we're going to start a new business and stuff. And then they're like, oh, we can't do it. Like,
yeah,
we didn't anticipate this. So what's the plan B? how do we hold on, and how long this crap going to go on? You know,
man, who are you telling? But definitely a blessing in disguise, though. Like you say, you never know what happened. You know, of course, the government was being generous at the time and was hooking businesses up. So we got a small blessing, nothing major, but it was enough to have us come out with a bang when we opened the second time.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so it's going smooth now. Yeah, well, I had some of that fish the other night. So,
oh yeah,
the fish is no longer with me. It's gone.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Me and the wife wiped it out, and one of my daughters.
Oh man, yeah, that fish is off the chain.
Well, it's going back to where it started from in the ocean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See?
I recycled it.
It gave life so you can give life to more fish.
Yeah. I was a part of the ecosystem, you know. But, yeah, other than that, what was some of the, some of the challenges of the restaurant business? Because, you know, there's a lot of competition out there for eateries and stuff. What's the sustaining force, you know, you guys have?
Well, I mean, some of the challenges in the beginning was, you know, learning the business. I think we went from being workers to being owners. So we had to try to take ourselves out of that work mentality and be more delegators and more, you know, behind the scenes. Because, you know, a lot of people don't understand, you know, you be like, hey, I can cook good. You know, let me start a business. But, you know, when you get into it, you realize you have to deal with, you know, with employees. You got to deal with your rentor, your landlord. You got to deal with, you know, food costs, and you got to deal with taxes. You got to deal with licenses and permits. You got to deal with all kind of things that goes along with business. It ain't like, oh, I'm gonna just set up, you know, throw some food on the grill and sell it and make a lot of money. So a lot of people don't realize it's a long process to even get the doors open. And then once you get the doors open, you know, that's a whole nother job, you know,
how to keep them open.
And keep everybody happy. So, you know,
luckily, you know, we've been blessed. We going on almost 4 years.
And so, you know, the good thing with us, you know, me and my partners, we kind of had a following. So, you know, we got a lot of support early, which kickstarted the restaurant and the business off. So, you know, we had a lot of support from the city, friends, family, and they kind of spearheaded it. And then after that, we just started building and growing. You know, a lot of people started hearing more about us. You know, they love the food and everything, and we still here.
So going in, nobody knew what you was going to be doing, right? You're just like, hey, let's just open the restaurant. You didn't have a plan. You're just like, hey, let's get it started, and we'll figure it out along the way.
Yeah. You know, me, I never cooked a day in my life, so I don't even know how to make minute rice. But what I've done. Is my job back in the day was to put eyeballs on businesses. You know, I knew how to market. Okay. I knew how to drive traffic to businesses. So, you know, and I also do DJing and entertainment. So I knew whatever business I did get into, I can be able to draw traffic. And my previous job, I was working at a Citrus City Grill. It was a restaurant in Corona. And I was there for about 7-8 years. And, I took them from being average to one of the top spots out there. And so, you know, when COVID hit and we got the opportunity to do it ourselves, I just felt that it was right to stay in the same restaurant industry, you know, so.
Right. And Ryan, where you come in? You cook?
I'm not a cook. I'm just, you know, I'm part owner. I don't cook. I just supervise. I make sure the employees is doing what they got to do.
Okay. What they call them? What they call the people that you like to bounce on? Hey, get yourself together.
Yeah. I pull them to the back and talk to them if they acted up or something. Yeah,
you're the motivator. You're the coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, so where we go from here? You gonna expand, or are you just gonna keep this one moving based on the economy?
Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D, and up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com. Check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email, and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day.
Yeah, so like we said, we're hitting 3 years, you know, which man, the time flew, and it was a, it's a major blessing. You know, our goal is to open up a second location. We actually been looking at different situations, different cities, you know, Eastville, we was looking at Moreno Valley. We was looking at up the hill in Victorville, you know, trying to, you know, expand, you know, so we've kind of been waiting. I think 2024 summertime, look forward to seeing a second location popping up.
Okay, yeah. Cool. And then, what's some of the good times about being in the restaurant, what y'all picked up?
Well, some of the good things about the restaurant, you know, it's, you know, we're me and my brother and my wife, and we're the first business owners of the family, you know, so, you know, my parents, my dad was in the Navy and the services, and he worked for the IRS, the government. My parents, everybody's retired, you know, they put in their 30 years. They worked hard and, you know, they're retired living a life, but nobody is really own the business. And so me and my brother, we decided to kind of take that step and jump out of the cycle. And, you know, and with that, you know, I think that was probably one of the best ideas we ever did. You know, we're able to build something and, you know, leave a legacy with my kid, my son and our kids. And, you know, I just feel it's real rewarding and the business is successful too. So, you know, not to mention that. So I think, you know, it's definitely something that's going to be around for a long time.
Then you want to give out the location so the people, when mm-hmm. they come in the area, they can find you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I forgot to mention too. Yeah. Being in San Bernardino and being from San Bernardino, you know, that was my main goal, was to bring something nice and the quality to the area, because we could have took this restaurant anywhere. You know, I could have took it to Corona where I had my land, but I was like, you know, I always want to do something nice for the area, you know, and shout out to all the other entrepreneurs who took a chance on San Bernardino, all the hairstylists and barbers, clothing shops, you know, restaurants, you know, it's a tough area, but it's a lot of potential out here. So, you know, shout out to everybody who's doing their thing out this way.
So you still got to give us the address.
Okay. Yep. If you want to come check us out, you can find us at 1170 East Highland Avenue in San Bernardino, California. We are right off the 210 freeway. Cross street is Golden, right by Paris Hill Park. You can't miss us.
Yeah. It's called I Love Chicken and Waffle.
Yes, sir. If you got a taste for some good old collard greens, macaroni and cheese, some of that red snapper and catfish.
We also got smothered chicken, oxtails, fish. It's just not chicken and waffles. We got a whole big menu on there.
Oh, yeah. We got the shrimp and grits. Steve said the oxtails, the red beans and rice, the po' boy sandwiches.
And we got some delicious cakes.
Oh, yeah. Homemade desserts, that peach cobbler that'll have your mouth watering. We got the cakes, the pies, whatever you like. So we is open. And cake. We're open 7 days a week now.
Yeah, the cakes, the pies, and the french fries. I seen some hush puppies over there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Them hush puppies is hitting it.
On the okra, too.
Oh, yeah. And we one of the only ones in the area to have okra, too. Fried okra.
What? I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I eat fried okra. That's the only way I eat my okra is fried.
Hi, we're Marla and Dave.
And you're listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
Please join us on our website, Loving Beyond Reason. That's www.lovingbeyondreason.org. We look forward to seeing you there.
So anything else? You still DJing at your, because I know y'all got another section of the restaurant where you can hold meetings and gatherings and stuff.
Yeah, we do host events and the space is available for rent. So we do have a patio that's available for rent. You can also rent the inside of the restaurant to host your birthdays, your weddings, your whatever you got. And we do our own in-house events. We do comedy shows, paint and sips, open mics. So just follow us on our Instagram page or our Facebook at I Love Chicken and Waffles 909 and get the updates on our special events.
Cool. So let's see, what else? What else you got going on for just restaurant? Just is just full restaurant? You, like I said, you still, are you still DJing?
Yeah, I'm still DJing. That's still one of my passions. I still do events. Right now, I've been at Ray Kale's Jazz Lounge in Rialto. I've been at the Mick Champagne Lounge. Been getting a lot of booking. So if you do need a DJ, feel free to contact me at DJ Demeek. Yep, I'm all over the place. I'm still actively DJing and still turning these parties up.
Do you have an IG page they can reach at?
Yes, my IG is at DJ Demeek. DJ D A M I Q. Yep, you can go in there and check out some of my work. Just did a 70s party over the weekend in Pasadena. Just was out in San Diego hosting a few events. I got a few gigs in Vegas at the Mandalay Bay coming up, and then some more local events out this way. Check me out. If you're looking for some fun, I'm always moving. Grown and mature events, you know, that grown and sexy vibe. So definitely have you covered.
Hey, so do you guys do any catering?
Yes, we do offer catering. We can cater from 10 to I'll say 200-300 people. We can definitely hold it up. We cater for offices, businesses, special events. And we also have a delivery service as well. Our number is 909-352-2705. You can hit us up anytime and we can lock you in for any type of catering you like.
That's awesome. So look, this is the part of the show where I get some positive life nuggets to give to the people. Mm-hmm. What y'all got for it?
Some positive life nuggets?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I definitely would say, you know, never shortchange your dreams. You know, it's a lot of people who go through life, you know, wanting to do something or want to experience something, want to travel, you know, and I see a lot of people who get, you know, older and they kind of slow down and then they live their whole life, you know, wishing or regretting, you know, hey, why didn't I take that chance? And, you know, for us, me and my brother, you know, when we got the opportunity, you know, we was like, you know, the way we even got the restaurant, I mean, we didn't even speak on that, but the way we even got the restaurant was a blessing, you know, because we didn't come in there with an 800 FICO score and 100,000 in the bank. Man, we people, you know, it was just a blessing how we even acquired it, you know. But we got the opportunity, we jumped on it, you know. Long story short, the landlord was getting ready to sell the property. And he told us, you know, we was friends, our church is in the same complex. And right before he sold it, he was like, hey, I got a restaurant space. If you guys think you can do anything with it, let me know. I was like, man, we can't afford no restaurant. And he was like, well, what can you afford? You know, throw me a price. And shoot, we was like, we could afford this, thinking, you know, just throwing crazy numbers. He was like, all right, let me lock you. I can lock you in the lease. So when the next person, when the buyer comes through, he can't up the rent on you. So we was like, man. So he was like, if you want, I'll write it up right now. And so before you know it, history was made. So he threw us a price, and I mean, we threw him a price and he locked us in, and the rest was history. We took that bad boy and didn't look back.
A 10-year agreement too.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. That'll give you time to work things out and get ready for, you know, the next mission,
situation. So, you know, that situation itself was huge for us. Yeah. And so we took that opportunity and didn't look back.
All in timing, huh?
Yes, sir.
But the crazy part is, like, you know, the COVID thing shut down a whole bunch of people and they never came back. And then it also started a lot of different things, you know, home base and people just working from home or whatever, or finding they passion and they dream that they, you know, always wanted to do. It's like, okay, well, I don't have nothing to do. Everything shut down. Let me start my what I always like to do. And then, you know, people take off from that and like they never look back.
Yeah, yeah.
But you guys will start a brick and mortar and like, okay, I don't know how we're going to do this, but, and then it worked. Somehow it worked, you know, through all this other crazy stuff. So that's amazing right there.
Yeah. When we opened up, we had about 5 tables, 10 chairs, 1 fryer, 1 waffle maker.
Hey, you got to start somewhere.
In our grand opening, we had about 200 people making 1 waffle every 10 minutes.
Everybody was bad at us.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, but we
didn't know how big it was going to be. The whole place was packed. We had about 300-400 people.
So, you know, definitely a learning experience. But and also I want to shout out, you know, my partner who passed away, MC Big D. Uh-huh. You know, he was there from the beginning. Shout out to my wife. Shout out to D'Angelo. Shout out to my parents.
Shout out to True Faith
Christian Center. The church, our church, True Faith Christian Center, who was there in our first year, all hands on deck, you know. So I definitely want to include everybody because we wouldn't have been able to make it without the help and support of the friends and family, because a lot of people came in and just jumped in and helped out. They were like, okay, you need help? We got you. So it was a lot of people who came through. My boy Curtis, also Chef Curtis, came through and put in some work with us. So we know we got a lot of help. You know, we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for our early hands on. And then shout out to my wife who create all the recipes for the restaurant. You know, she's the, you know, without the good recipes, we'll be
you just down. Be a DJ.
Yeah, I'll just be a DJ. Shoot.
Shout out to the haters. We still here. Shout
out. Oh, yeah, you know, you got to have the haters, man.
Yeah.
Hey, the haters are the motivators.
You know. Strong. Yeah, they're like, man, this dude is a DJ. What do you know about cooking?
The marketing. Well, you know, DJs is mostly, you know, they can read people and read, you know, crowds. So,
You know what
people like and what they don't like, especially you got all the years you got in DJing. You can feel the vibes.
Oh, yeah, man. Got to keep that, man. But nah, we really appreciate everybody, all the love they shown. We definitely couldn't do it without a lot of our friends and family, man. So this is definitely a fun journey, and we got a lot in store, a lot coming up, you know, big things, big plans, you know, like I said, big expansions, new menu getting ready to drop too, man. We starting our brunch this Sunday, our sip, paint, and brunch. We're going to start doing that once a month and getting the community involved. Like I said, we're doing the wrestling events for the kids. When the weather gets a little bit better, you know, I think it's going to rain this week, but we want to start doing our movie nights for our kids with the vendors. You know, we support all vendors too, you know, clothes, desserts, jewelry vendors, anything. We support all the vendors that's out here too. So once a month, we try to put together an event so other entrepreneurs can come through. Our patio can hold about 600-700 people. So we try to, you know, get everybody back there, get some music going, and really just show some love and support across the board.
That's good. And then they can get some good eating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can always get some good food. You know, we're going to keep that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, any words of wisdom?
Let me see.
Well, say no to drugs.
Yeah.
That's too easy.
Yes. And don't play with matches in the forest.
He going back there. Say, what if they don't go in the forest?
I know Ryan. Ryan is the Russell Simmons of the group.
Oh yeah.
Say, walk up and say, God bless, good night.
Yeah, that's it. Say, God bless, good night.
Yeah, he's short and to the point.
Cool. But If y'all finish with the story of I Love Chicken and Waffles, then we can you can wrap it up, man. And I want to thank you guys for coming on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast.
Man, we really appreciate you, man. Thank you for having this dope platform for people to share their experiences. Definitely might have to do a part two, you know, because a little follow-up. Because, you know, we do have a lot going on. Other businesses, other, you know, ventures going on. I don't want to drag this one out too long, but part two, we'll do an update and fill you in on our new ventures we got popping up. 2024 about to be major. Right. Let's put it like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We can come back and cover that one.
Yes, sir.
Cool. Right on.
You've heard it exclusively on Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast.
How you guys doing? This is Ryan and D'Amico Sherman, and you are listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. Be sure to check us out at I Love Chicken and Waffles on Instagram and I Love Chicken and Waffles on Facebook.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.